Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that you have decided to join me on tonight. I thank my God and my family and my friends and all of you who have just tuned in and all of you who are connecting, those who are already connected, the past, present, and future, and those who are coming along now. I really appreciate you sharing this momentous occasion with me. We are going to begin by reading a particular verse, and it's actually Psalm, of course, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and I will give you time to retrieve your Bibles because we're going to read Psalm 136, 1 through 9. The Lord is going to do some great things, and He has an encouraging word after we pray for all of our listeners and those who believe in prayer and the Lord and Savior in whom we trust and believe in. All right, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth above the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. On today, we're going to thank God for a great day. I want to tell you this. No matter how much you walk into the Lord or how much you walk with the Lord is always going to be there for you. Just understand that. And many times, even with ministry, with teaching, prophesying, with being just in love with God, we sometimes go through a phase where we doubt ourselves, and God had to speak, and He says, you must have confidence within yourself. He says, because if you are the apple of my eye, and we're speaking in the voice of Jesus Christ, if you're the apple of my eye, then surely I will be your tree. And what the Lord means by that, he wants me to say this tonight, what He means by He will be our tree is that He will be our covering, and He will help us to grow and prosper and advance upward. You notice that a tree does not fall unless it's cut down, and that's because of deterioration. God says that is likened to our bodies. He says when our bodies become, in other words, when God gets ready to take our bodies back, the rapture, in other words. But God says that when we're on earth, He says that the favor of God is like a tree. And He says we are the apple of His eye. He says, so why are you so worried? Why are you in fear when God is here? And we have to remind ourselves, and even those of us who walk close to God, sometimes we go through those phases and the Lord snaps us back out and says, do you remember who you belong to? Do you remember whose you are? And so therefore, God is saying tonight, do you remember whose you are? And remember that God is the tree. So no matter what, God says if it rains, He says He's going to cover you. He says if the sun is shining, He says He's going to cover you, but He's going to allow that light to shine within you. He says, and then He says, if it's just cloudy, if there is a cloudy day, He says, you're still going to have sunshine. So as long as you're in the Lord, do not worry about anything. And I'm going to be very honest. And God says, even those who are close to me, even my prophets, He says, even those ministers, He says, they too become weary. He says, and they too grow with fear. He says, but I rapture them out of fear, and I cover them as a tree. He says, so move forward because you're already successful. And guess what? You've already run the race. You don't need to run the race because you've already won. All right? So we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to listen to the scent of my joy. As we pray, we're going to get into the presence of God. I was reading, and there was a gospel singer who was found dead. He was burned. And he was a singer for the Mississippi Mass Choir. Then I heard a brother killed another brother. And then I heard other things that's happening. There's so much going on. And God says, there will be perilous times. He says, but we must continue to pray unto him. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get serious. It's time for us to know who God is and to begin to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because those times are here. But guess what? God is here as well. And he says that he is your tree. He says, and because you're the apple of his eye, he says he is near. And you do not have to fear. Although things are going to happen, you're going to read about things with our youth. You're going to read about things with adults that will literally put you in shock. But God says that there is nothing under the sun that amazes him, because he made us all. But while we're here on earth, we want to make sure that we're living with purpose. And we want to make sure that we do not lessen our days. And we want to make sure that we're obedient unto God. So we're going to pray as the Spirit leads us. And as I said before, my allergies are bothering me. My head is hurting, and I just have some allergy issues. But God says that even with the allergy issues, we're still going to serve and magnify the Lord. And so we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to believe and know that God can do everything but fail. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for just everything you've done, Lord. And even if we repeated the same prayer every day, Lord, we need those favors and we need your mercy to encompass us, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you grant the desires of our hearts. We come boldly unto you, Lord, seeking your presence. We're seeking your favor, your grace, your mercy. We're seeking, Lord, to come near unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for getting us out of the pits. And we thank you for helping us to understand whose we are and who we belong to. Lord, we thank you for the blessing that you gave, Heavenly Father, today. We thank you for the new opportunities. We thank you for the new doors. We thank you for the new mindset. We thank you for the body. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you for the opening up of our hearts. We thank you for the connections, Lord. We thank you for those who have been here and those who are coming. We thank you for our parents. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends. Lord, we thank you for blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for keeping us another day, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals currently, those who are coming out, and those who are going in, Lord. We ask that you continue to shed your light, Heavenly Father, in our lives, Lord. And when we become like those who do not know you, we ask that you continuously and immediately snap us back in and let us know that you are God and you are the tree that surrounds us and we are the apple of your eye. Lord, we thank you for just everything you've done, Lord. We thank you for the things you're going to do in the past, the present, and the future. We ask, Lord, that you bless our hands, everything that we touch, to be blessed and anointed, Lord, and we know that that's going to happen. Lord, we thank you for helping us to not make excuses, Lord, and to go ahead and do what we are supposed to do on this earth, Lord. We thank you for the courage, Lord, that you give us. We thank you for the understanding, Lord. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for helping us to remain in character. We thank you for taming our tongues and helping us to hold our peace, Lord. We thank you for our eyes to continuously be lifted up, looking unto the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes from you, Lord. We ask that you bless the bereaved families, those who are going through struggles and trials, and those who are going through depressed moments, Lord. We ask that you bless the lady who is praying for her kids because she doesn't know what she is going to do, whoever she is. We ask that you continue to bless the youth, Lord, and we pray for that family who have lost one of their sons to their other son, Lord. And we ask that you bless the youth and young people to love one another and to preserve lives, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the mission for Save Our Youth. We ask that you continue to bless each and every person who's listening under the sound of my voice. Bless the Love of Jesus ministry, and not just this ministry, but all ministries all over the land and country. Lord, and now as we relinquish this particular prayer, we do not want to be relinquished from your presence. And we ask, would you help us to have a blessed week, Lord, and would you continue to give us that courage, whatever courage we need, Lord, and would you continue to remind us that you are the tree, Lord, and would you help us to just make it through, Lord, until you place us where you would want us to be, Lord. Lord, we ask, would you bless each thing that we touch, and would you just bless each and every person on this particular ministry, Lord, and those who are coming and those who will listen later. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And I just want to tell you, as the Lord is revealing, that he is the tree, as I said before. And because he is the tree, God says that he covers us and he helps us to grow. He helps us to prosper. And even when you're close to God, God says you become tired. You get tired and you get weary. And God says that he is your strength. He is our strength. When we become tired and when we become weary, and when individuals, whoever they are, when people become fearful and begin to make excuses, God says that his children don't do that, those who belong to him, those who are in the word of God. He says, because he is the overseer of you, so therefore there are no excuses. So you must stand in the gap for those who may not really know who God is, for those who are afraid. God says, because if you really trust in him, you will put fear to the side. He says, begin to move forward. He says, because the Lord wants to take you places. He says, and there are some things that you're going to have to pick up along the way. He says, but be ye of good courage. He says, because he is your Waymaker. Amen. Did that encourage somebody? Amen. And so God says that because you belong to him, he is the tree, and he will protect you. It could be storming all around you, and God says that you will be covered. He says that it could be a sunny day. He says, and God says, you're going to shine. Why? Just because you belong to him. God says favor means that he gives it unto you. And favor, sometimes we deserve it and sometimes we don't. And God says that he still gives us that unchanging favor. And because I believe so much in God, and because God is the center of my life, and because God has to remind me sometimes as well that he is over me. He is my overseer. God has to remind me of that. He says, no matter what, He says, no matter what is placed, no matter what is done, he says, at the end of the day, he says, you belong to me. Amen. And so God says, because of that, he says that you're going to come out victorious. Excuse me. Victorious. And so we're going to listen one more time to The Sin of My Joy. But this particular song is by Mr. Reuben Studdard. And Mr. Reuben is going to actually sing the lyrics to Sin of My Joy. And I want you to begin to make the Lord the center of your joy. And once again, I thank my family and friends for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to make God the center of our joy. And I guarantee you, once you decide to make Jesus the center of your joy, those times when you need the Lord to remind you who you belong to, right, the Lord will remind you. And God is good because he will always elevate you. He says, there are some things you're going to have to do. There are some places you're going to have to go. He says, but I have a place specifically for you. But you must put me in the center of your life. So we're going to listen to Sense of My Joy by Mr. Reuben Studdard. And then I will come to you with announcements, and then I will bid you good night.
As a family, it's definitely hard to find the time to come together, to go back to something so simple as baking. It's exciting that they want to do it. It's so much more than just about the final product. It's the values that my mom taught me, and I want to be able to pass those down to my kids. I really do think it has an impact in their lives.
Oh,
Amen. That was Center of My Joy by Mr. Reuben Studdard. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that when we begin to make the Lord the center of our joy, that is a wonderful thing, because the Lord will always lead and guide you, and he will remind you. He will say, who do you belong to? And you say, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was going to make a song out of that, but I'm not a singer, amen? God just gave me the gift of making music and coming up with music, but not the gift of singing, amen? Some of us are anointed to sing, and some of us are anointed to write, and I'm in the category of writing music. Nevertheless, we are going to now go into our announcements, and I'm going to bid you good night. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, anyone who is invested in our youth, teachers, preachers, lawyers, doctors, community leaders, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love, that's Alfredalove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you continue to pray for 350 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, pray for those who you know and those who you do not know, and just pray for the whole country, and once we cover each person, we will have everyone covered. Be sure to grab your calendars and mark the first Saturday in June, where we will have our Save Our Youth Conference. I am planning that, and we're going to have a Save Our Youth Conference and talent show, so be sure to mark your calendars for that particular date. Time is winding down. In addition to that, just make sure that you understand that the Stellars are in March, so be sure to prepare to attend that and celebrate your artist and celebrate God. Just celebrate God, because God is good, and God has given those artists those gifts in which they can give unto us, so that we can be inspired and we can see who God is and God can be magnified, and we thank God for that. Be sure on Wednesdays that you tune in to the Man's World with Sister Tamala Mann and Brother Mann and the children and everyone else. Be sure to tune in. It's a very inspirational program. It's very just heartfelt, and it's just a great program in entertainment. It's a very fulfilling program in entertainment. So I like it. It's real, and I just like it. It's quality. So be sure to tune in on Wednesdays. It comes on BET. BET for Waco is channel 35. I'm not sure what channel the other stations are on in other places. But when I visit other places, I'll let you know what channel BET is on, or you can Google it. All right? Also, just continue to pray for our students. Pray for our students in the schools, our teachers, our administrators. Pray for the parents. There is a spirit, and I really want to focus on our youth. As I said before, when I was looking on the internet, there was two brothers, and one brother killed the other brother. One was 16, I believe, and one was 14, and the 14-year-old killed the 16-year-old, and they were brothers. And we really need to speak to our youth, and we need to get a hold of this, because our youth are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. School's not like it used to be. Parenting is not like it used to be. Entertainment is not like it used to be. Everything has changed. There has been a shift, and we have not caught up with the shift yet. And so I pray for the parents of today, and I pray for the children. It's just everything's different. Everything's different. So just continue to pray to God and continue to believe and trust in God. And I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. If you do not know who he is, you don't have to come to the building until the Lord releases you. But you can accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where you are today. God says that he is in your heart. He says, concentrate on bringing people to him. And I'm recruiting people to come unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we're not forcing people. We are only in the Spirit of God. The world has to force, right? Because that's a temporary thing. But God says in the Spirit, he says, when you're ministering unto people, you do not force them to the house of the Lord. He says he is the overseer. And because he's the overseer, he says his spirit will fill the people's hearts and they will begin to come unto him. Right? That's just like in a relationship. You don't force yourself on someone. Right? Because you'll be like, oh my gosh, you don't force yourself. But what you do is you allow time to bring a connection together. All right? So just make sure that you pray for everyone and pray for yourself. And saints, my ministers and my prophets, I know that we get tired. Many things are occurring, but God says continue to make him the center of your joy. And God is saying that to everyone. Continue to be the center. Continue to allow God to be the center, and he will do the rest. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.